You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today, my guest the last 2 hours today is Frosty Wooldridge. His website is frostywooldridge.com. And anyway, the holidays are not so great. But I did something that I had wanted to do. Chris, my wonderful, wonderful son-in-law, he's just a treasure, gave me this huge picture of Rebecca on the beach in St. Augustine. It's just the most beautiful picture. And I took down a picture that I really didn't like. It was an old picture that I put up. It had a lot of people in it that I'm not very happy with lately. I took that picture down, and I put it just outside my bedroom at the top of the stairs. And I can wish her a good night every night. And it's just a beautiful picture. And I still communicate with her. And anyway, things will get better if I just make it through Christmas. But she did have many years of happiness and joy. And she had a good life. She was a beautiful person. It's just that the holidays are really tough. Okay, Frosty, I'm sorry to interject that, but and you have a great message, and I think I have a great message, and Dr. Perlmutter has a great message, but the message is only beneficial to those who will accept it and employ it in their lives. And those who don't, well, it's a personal choice. It is always a personal choice, and you have to really respect that personal choice that people make. And I know you're very adamant and very very energetic, and you have a lot to share. And not everybody. And I have a lot to share, but not everybody. And Dr. Perlmutter has a lot to share, but not everyone is going to accept the wisdom that's there. And it's okay. It's okay. People have choices, and they're personal choices. And anyway, that's my little rant. Are you there? Is Frosty there? Maybe he just went out to get a glass of prune juice or something. Frosty, are you there? Well, I'm not sure what happened. Yeah, this book is incredible. I read through it, and I kept thinking, gosh, I've got to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do all this other stuff. And I think, okay, you do it a little bit at a time. You're not going to start out by running out and throwing everything in your closet away, everything in your pantry away. You can do that if you want. I've done a lot of that, but you can take your time and evaluate what you want to incorporate, evaluate what is going to be beneficial for you, and go from there. Why don't we can open the phone line, certainly, until we get Frosty back. We are talking about the Grain Brain Whole Life Plan, boost brain performance, lose weight, and achieve optimal health by David Perlmutter, P-E-R-L-M-U-T-T-E-R. He is a nationally known neurologist and the author of Grain Brain. And when he wrote the book Grain Brain, I'm sure that he probably anticipated that he would follow up with a plan, which he did. Frosty, we lost you.
Yeah, the electricity went off here in Golden, Colorado for about 5 minutes, and so everything's back online and we're all ready to go for the next hour.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're back.
Me too. Yeah,
we were talking about, personal choices.
And one of the things about those personal choices, Deanna, and every person listening, we all want health. I mean, health is the benchmark of our lives. If you have a healthy body and a healthy mind and a healthy spirit, you can go into the world and you can literally do anything and everything humanly possible to move your life forward on a positive plane. And the goal here is to just run through life and have enjoy a spectacular life, and then go right out to the end, whether it's 80 or 90, healthy as a young spring colt, and then die very quickly, go downhill very quickly at the very end. And that way you can go out with a smile on your face. But this thing with 7 out of 10 Americans being fat and half of them of that number being obese, we're talking millions and millions and millions and millions of people. Somewhere over 150, 180 million people. As a matter of fact, two-thirds. So out of 330 million Americans, over 220, 30 million are fat and or obese. That's no way to live. And today, everyone listening to this show, and there's many more shows out there, you can change course and you can become one of those people who gets to live and enjoy and be vibrant. And one of the things I wanted to go back to this food rules here. When you're looking at all these products, and the sugars, they're unbelievable. They get all these funny names for them. There's cane juice, then there's corn syrup, then there's high fructose corn syrup, which is a GMO, which is in just about everything. It's so dangerous. Then you got crystalline fructose, then you got fructose, sucrose, of course, malt, maltose, maltodextrin, dextrose, beet sugar, turbinado sugar, invert sugar, aspartame, cyclamate, saccharin, and then sucralose. Those are all poisons. Those are all doing so much damage to your body, and that's what you want to look for. So you can read these labels, and you can take this book with you. This book, obviously, it's got fantastic information, but it's also got the recipes at the back of the book that get you started. And I can tell you, if you have a natural grocer's or even a Whole Foods near you in your city or a library, you can find all of the books in the healthy eating section. And so you can really ramp it up. And you can also, me being a vegan, there's also vegetarian eating, and there's magazines out there that's called The Vegetarian. And you can subscribe to The Vegetarian. I think it's like $15 for a whole year's subscription. And you can get the recipes right there and start eating those recipes right out of The Vegetarian book. And then you're literally on your way. And as I said, Deanna, the healthier you get, the more you want to be on your way of this new paradigm of eating. And it's so much more exciting than going down the road that is taking so many people into the depths of unbelievable consequences.
Exactly. And there are civilizations, there are groups of people who are healthy because of the way that they eat. And if you emulate some of what they're doing, I think that's a really good thing. And it also, of course, it gets back to the mind. You're a very positive thinker. You incorporate other healthy habits into your life, and the mind and the gut really work together on producing good health. It isn't just one thing that does it. It is mental attitude and just incorporating as many good and positive things as you can do.
Well, there's no question about that. Also, you can even go into these different books, and certainly this book, and you can actually find mood foods. And, you know, everybody always asks me, gosh, Frosty, you're always, what can I take to be as excited and energetic and positive as you are? And you can actually eat foods that give you that kind of mood, a positive mood. It pumps up your serotonin. And you know, one of the things that I don't eat is steak and gravy. The oils. If you're eating,
oils, starch. Gravy is always made with wheat as a thickener, so you need to get rid of gravy immediately.
Well, and to go along with that, I use the metaphor of the Rocky Mountain whitewater. You want to have Rocky Mountain whitewater flying around your system because it makes you want to jump up and down and yell and scream and dance and have a good time, just like kids do. But as you get older and you're eating all of the fat, and this creates what is called a cell aggregation in your red blood cells, and so that your bloodstream starts to get as slow as Mississippi River sludge. And, you know, with the Mississippi River, it's slow, it's deoxygenated, it's dirty water. It's contaminated. It's got all the chemicals in it.
Loaded with plastic.
Yeah, it's loaded with plastics. It's loaded with cans and bottles and everything. I mean, it's just a mess, and that's what you don't want. And so the way to get out of that is stop consuming the foods that are feeding, because you won't heal as quickly. And what happens is the red blood cells aggregate. And when red blood cells aggregate, they clump. And as they clump, they go through your capillaries and they don't feed your cells with the oxygen and the foods and take away the garbage as efficiently as they did when you had Rocky Mountain whitewater. And you'll notice people as they get older, after a big meal and they've just eaten ice cream and they've had a steak dinner and they've had butter on their potatoes and they've got all this heavy, heavy food, they've made so much fat and triglycerides into the bloodstream that they go to sleep right at the table. Well, you want to eat, again, like that propane being fed into the burner that gives you that clean smokestack rather than the diesel. And so you want to have foods that energize you so that you literally can finish up with a turkey dinner by going out and playing a round of touch football or soccer or whatever it is you like to play. Right. And you can do that when you're eating with essentially jet fuel rather than dirty fuel like diesel fuel.
Right. The other thing Dr. Perlmutter says is that your plate should be 3/4 filled with vegetables. Instead of having a great big piece of protein, a steak or whatever, the steak should take the smaller portion. If you elect to eat it, you should be eating that, making that the small side dish, and have the vegetables be 75% covering the plate. We do have a caller. Let's take a quick question here.
Sure.
Let's see who we got. Francis in Iowa. Francis? Okay, turn your radio off, Francis, because we can hear it in the background. Francis, are you there? You have a question? Francis in Iowa? Okay, he's going to go back on hold. I guess Francis was not listening.
Well, I think what I heard was that what Francis was talking about was dirty fuel.
Yeah. The doctor recommends that you keep a daily journal to record what is happening to you in your life as you move forward. You can write down not only your reasons for pursuing this new way of life, but also your thoughts, your goals, and the events that are most affecting you and how you make decisions. So a lot of times we're eating and we're not really concentrating on what we're eating. We're just stuffing our mouths. But if you have to actually write down your new way of life and some of the goals that you have, you're more committed to fulfilling those goals, and which I think is pretty important. Do we have Francis on yet, or is he still fiddling around? Yes, Francis, you have a question.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask Frosty, such an amazing, awesome guy, how he gets his omega-3s.
Thank you for that question. That's very excellent. Being a vegan, you have to really be concerned about omega-3s and B12 and B6. And I take those as supplements, and you can get those at the stores. But what I do is take krill, and I also take fish oil tablets and flaxseed tablets every day. And if you've ever heard of the ORAC, it's called the oxygen radical absorption capacity of a nutrient. And krill has a 382% ORAC. In other words, it's what stops the oxidation of your cells and the breakdown of your cells. In other words, the rusting of your cells. That's what oxidation is. And so I think the TOPS ORAC for fish oil tablets is only 8%. Whereas for krill, it's 382%. And so I would highly recommend combining two tablets in the morning for your omega-3s with the fish oil, and make sure you get really clarified fish oil so it's clean, and then a krill oil along with a flaxseed oil, a tablet of flaxseed oil and two tablets of fish oil, and then that krill tablet, and that ORAC is incredible what that krill does for you. It gives you, I'm 73, but most people take me for 60, and the reason is my skin has remained very firm and very tight. I don't look like a usual 73-year-old. It's because of what I've been eating and how I have maximum Rocky Mountain blood flow, and so I don't have the normal wrinkles of a 73-year-old guy. Honest to gosh, people are astounded. They think I'm only 60. And so that has to do with all the exercise that I do and the blood flow that gets to my skin and feeds my skin, and that omega-3 and that the ORAC from krill oil and flaxseed oil is a part of that combination that gives that kind of vibrancy. I hope that answers your question.
What company makes the krill oil?
Oh, there's quite a few different ones, and all of them are pretty excellent. They're all trying to really gain, customers. Natural Foods actually has their own brand, Natural Foods, but there's also the Norwegian oil that's from Norwegian salmon and krill, of course, is from all the krill in the Antarctic waters. So most of your omega-3 fish oil tablets are very excellent. And I would say that you're going to go with any one of them. They're all really well done, because they set high standards, and they give the public the very best.
What suggestion would you have to help the mitochondria?
You know, the mitochondria are the warp drive of your engine, of every one of your cells. So mitochondria, they're the ones that give you the warp drive, the power that powers up your entire body. And again, when you're eating a balanced meal and you're eating good foods, they're feeding the proteins and the complex carbohydrates and the amino acids and all of the fats that are literally generating the energy that fires up and makes everything work right. And so when you get to this book, the whole, the Grain Brain Whole Life Plan, and I'm looking at it right now, I'm on page 89, once you get that whole system and you follow his recipes, you're going to get the mitochondria. You're going to get to feed the whole system with all the energy it needs to make your body and your mind just sparkle with energy.
Hey, Frosty, glutathione, that helps too, don't it?
Oh, yeah, glutathione is exceptional. Make sure you take
avocado. We do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, okay. Avocados are incredible.
Be right back.
Fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
Tiana, our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His website is frostywooldridge.com. And I just want to share something with the listeners before we continue talking with our callers. Dr. Perlmutter says, evict gluten even if you don't think you have a problem with it. Go low carb, higher fat, fiber. Abandon sugar, real, processed, and artificial. Avoid GMO foods. Watch out for too much protein. Embrace the incredible egg. He says, I wrote extensively about gluten and grain brain, calling the sticky protein found in wheat, barley, and rye among the most inflammatory ingredients of the modern era. I argued that while a small percentage of the population is highly sensitive to gluten and suffers from celiac disease, it's possible for virtually everyone to have a negative, albeit undetected, reaction to gluten. Okay, Francis, you had some other questions or comments that you'd like to make at this time?
What would you recommend for a real good type of collagen to take, kind of like a supplement?
There are quite a few different collagen supplements, and you can go online for them. You can also go into Natural Grocers or Whole Foods. And when you go to Natural Grocers or Whole Foods or even Good Foods, they usually have a nutritionist in the stores. And those nutritionists can really bring you up to date on all the latest. Because there's many, many, offerings by many different companies. And pretty much they're all in the same boat. They all offer the same collagen supplements that will fulfill the nutrient needs of the body to give you a more supple and more tight skin, if you will, and keep you younger looking. But also, you remember one thing that's very true is that when you were a young kid, you know, everything healed like that, and you could get a suntan, and your skin looked vibrant and so forth. In other words, much like a young aspen tree or a poplar tree. And it gave with everything, like the wind blew, it would just give. As we get older, and in my age, it's an old oak tree or an old maple tree, and it's got a little bit harder bark, and it's a little bit less, is a really much more rigid and doesn't bend so easily. So when you have this whole combination of nutrients that you take every day, and then you have that Rocky Mountain whitewater blood, and you have such supplements as krill, certainly collagen supplements and omega-3 supplements, you then give that skin the best opportunity to have the suppleness of youth. And I can tell you, anybody that sees me and thinks, oh, God, he's 73, oh, my gosh. So it really is true that you can keep yourself younger and more supple, but also your whole body's more supple. I'm still quite the athlete. I still get to play on the tennis court and the racquetball court and ski. I ski like crazy. I bicycle all the time. I even run, I climb 14ers. So you really can make a lot of difference by the whole of following the recipes in this book by Dr. Perlmutter and really becoming that kind of a lifestyle, and vegetables are the big key. And he's got a whole thing here on the heroes, alfalfa sprouts, artichoke, asparagus, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, chard. I mean, he goes, garlic, of course, is incredible. He goes on down the line here, avocados, lemons. This is all the stuff that my wife Sandy and I eat. We also consume almond milk. We also consume very rich olive oil. We only do olive oil and avocado oil, and also coconut oil to a small degree, coconut oil. But yeah, all of this stuff is in the book. And you will have you can get this book in the library, or you can buy it online at Amazon, and it will really give you, it's one of the best books I've read, along with the Nutritional Healing by Balch. So you really have.
Have you ever done any research on dental implants? Are they safe?
Oh, yes.
My teeth are going kind of bad. I'm 2 years older than you.
Okay.
So I don't want to get them. I don't think it's.
You can regenerate your teeth through working with your meridians and stuff, which is a total different subject. But
I know.
Yes, don't do anything fake in your teeth like root canals. Those are poison, absolutely poison. So,
well,
anyway,
you know, as to dental implants, I have friends who have dental implants and they're very happy with them. You want to go to a reputable dentist because you don't want to get an infection with that implant itself.
Right.
But you get with a very good dentist and you get a very good understanding. And yes, those dental implants can be so much better than dentures. So
I don't know how they can get an implant into your jawbone, making a hole in there without getting some bacteria from your mouth with that implant.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it can cause
that's why you want to go to the very best.
And it's so close to the brain, it could be the end of you.
I wonder if you've ever heard anything like that happening.
Okay, no, I haven't.
Francis,
I haven't heard anything like that.
We do need to move on.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Okay, let's take Thomas in San Francisco. Thomas?
Hello, Deanna and Frosty. I first want to say that my heart goes out to Deanna, and I think she needs to have this morning time and not feel guilty about that at all. But I think her daughter would not want her to eternally be in mourning for her. I think that's a process.
I just need to get through the holidays. It's just the holidays are just incredibly difficult. And most of the time I'm okay, but I just can't. The holidays right after the death of a loved one are very difficult.
So, I understand that. But anyway,
cool. I'll get through this.
Okay. Well, you know, I do worry about you, but in any case, you just know that your daughter wouldn't want you to go eternally on that. But let's change the subject here a little bit. I just have recently trying to be mostly vegan. Just I do a little pizza here and there. But trying to go vegan more so, and I just wanted your two opinions on hemp powder and hemp oil, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. Oh, excellent. You know, hemp powder and hemp oil. One of the things that this country has to get down to is that we need to move away from cotton and get into hemp. It grows faster. We can even use hemp for energy. But everything hemp, especially organic hemp, is really a plus, not only for the individual, but our society in general. So, yeah, I'm very much appreciate everything hemp. And that, to me, is the future of this country, ecologically.
Yes, I'm concerned about the way that it is being used. I believe in hemp oil, like the Rick Simpson type of hemp oil that has real health benefits. CBD is good, but when you're talking about recreational hemp or recreational marijuana, it will be used to gain more revenue by the cities and the states. And so I fear that what should be natural and appropriate has been misused. And I read a book recently and had the gentleman on as a guest. It was about the problem with recreational marijuana and when you start using it, if you're a teenager and you start using recreational marijuana before your brain is developed, it can really have some really negative effects. I don't recall exactly when I had this guest on my program, but it was, let me see if I can find it, but it was a very interesting program, and if you can look at that program, or just email me and I'll tell you who it was and when it was, but it was just a very good program, very informative, and it really established some truths that really need to be evaluated. And his name is was March 30th of this year, Dr. Antonine Kanamiguir. I'll just post that in the chat room so you can look up that program in the archives. But I think it's very important to be educated on whatever it is you decide to put into your body. That's my take.
And that's my take. You know, in the end, introducing burning leaves into your lungs and the final analysis,
idea.
You know, yeah, I don't care if it's cigarette smoke or if it's cigar smoke or whatever it is. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, and I've had a fantastically high life, if you will. And even in my programs, Living Your Spectacular Life, designing your life on your own terms. I always tell the kids, I said, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't even drink coffee. And I stand up in front of audiences, and so what do you think I've done? How much money have I saved in the last 50 years of not doing any of those alternative mind-altering and physically altering, venues? And they say, oh, you probably saved $10,000. I point up, and I, okay, the $20,000, no, is higher than $50,000. And I say, well, in the last 55 years of my life that I have not done all those drugs, I've saved $250,000. And what have I done with it? Well, I stand before you here at the age of 70 plus, 73 now, and I have clean lungs, a really powerful heart. I've got kidneys that work, and I've traveled around the world 3 times. I've stood on the Arctic Circle. I've certainly stood on the Wall of China. I've stood on the South Pole. I've scuba dived all the oceans of the world. So, you know, you can take all that money and you didn't have to spend it on all that junk and then ruin your health just to get high. Instead, you could travel around the world 3 times with all that $250,000 and have an extraordinarily high life, which I've had, all because I didn't take all those damaging drugs to get high. And instead, I got high on life. I got high on the racquetball court. I got high on a ski slope. I got high on a mountaintop that I climbed. I got high this summer. I bicycled from Canada down to Mexico.
Right.
So you can get high by enjoying your life and enjoying that game of tennis or that swim meet or the triathlon or macrame or your kids. Or there's so many ways to get high in life rather than the one that brings you back to the bottle or brings you back to the joint. And really, in the end, smoking a joint, smoking a bong, and so forth, they really don't do much more than alter your brains. And in the morning, you wake up with your brains dribbling out the back door of your cranium. And look at all the alcoholics out there, and look at the heroin addicts, and look at all the homeless. I mean, most of the homeless are just drug addicts, and that's a drug problem. You don't have to go there. And I've always told people in my programs, and I give them 2 pages on how to get high on life. Extreme highs like climbing 14ers or climbing big mountains or skiing the big slopes or macrame, a quiet, or playing chess or having fun with your friends, going to a theater, going to a play. So there's so many ways to get high in this life rather than smoking something that's going to get you high and then destroy your lungs and your body in the process.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, gluten is everywhere today. Despite the gluten-free movement taking hold among food manufacturers, it lurks in everything from wheat products to ice cream to hand cream. It's even used as an additive in seemingly healthy wheat-free products. So you must operate from a place of assuming that you are sensitive to gluten and avoid it entirely. That is what Dr. Perlmutter says. And I think it's very wise. It's a very wise decision.
That's exactly right, and I would go with that. You know, again, I learned very quickly what health means to your life. My father passed away at the age of 46. I was just devastated as a 17-year-old kid. And I had 4 other siblings that were just rocked to the core. It affected their lives adversely throughout all of their lives. And even it's been affecting me to this day. I sometimes want to talk to my dad. I cry that he's died and he didn't get to see me as a man.
You can still talk to him.
Talk to him on a ski lift, and I talk to him on a bicycle ride. So I do stay, and I talk to him every day because I have his picture right in front of me when I walk into my office. But what that moment in time did to me was give me the strength, the courage, and the emotional power to live a healthy life. And then when I found out how to eat correctly and, of course, maintain my exercise and keep my spiritual balance, that was what allowed me to do that. And each and every one of you listening, you can move toward that. There are many books out there that can show you how to get there. This book by Perlmutter shows you how to get to the eating part of it. There's many books out there that shows you how to get to the spiritual part of it. And then there's other books that will show you how to get to the physical part of it. And, of course, I've written books on how to get to all 5 of them, body, mind, spirit, friendship and relationships, and so forth. So you've got a tremendous library of opportunities to get yourself on that path.
Exactly. Somebody in the chat room said that we should have the right to Mary Jane marijuana and use it medicinally ourselves. Go outside and pick wild. But what I'm against is using it for recreational purposes. I'm in favor of if there's something that it can address medicinally, that's one thing. But just doing it to change your behavior or your attitude, depends on your age, it depends on where you get it. I'm against the government control of things. I guess that's what is so irritating, is that the government will use marijuana they will control the distribution. They will force people to get a license to use it. They will chase people out of the country if they are too successful in using medicinal cannabis, medicinal hemp, like Rick Simpson. He had to leave the country. He was helping too many people, and the pharmaceutical industry in Canada didn't like that. So they took legal action against him, and he had to leave the country. That is what I am opposed to. I also would not do anything just to make myself feel good. I feel like I need to feel good because I feel good, not because I have smoked something to make me feel good.
Well, you know, and I want to second that because I've been on both sides of the equation as a young man in my 20s. And one of the things I found from doing different drugs, certainly MJ, and I did a few others, psilocybin mushrooms and so forth, I really didn't care for how I ended up the next morning. But as I said, my brain's dribbling out the back door of my mind. But those who want to choose that way and are going to choose that way, then they're going to do that. I just know that in the end, I have lived an extraordinarily spectacular life because I chose to take the money I saved from not doing all the different altering drugs. And I can't tell you what it's like to open your tent flaps to Mount Everest. Or to stand on the South Pole, or scuba dive on the John Pennycap Reef.
Okay,
you know, all those things. Windsurfing. And guess what? That $250,000 that bought my windsurfer. That bought my canoe that I canoed the Mississippi River with. My sailboard takes me a unbelievable high when I'm out in a 20-knot, 30-knot wind. So
let's get back to the book. There's a quiz in here. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's a quiz in here that you can take. You could do yes or no answers. And it says, do you suffer from depression or chronic anxiety? Were you born via C-section? Which is very important. And if you take this quiz, you can discover a lot of things about you. Are you more than 20 pounds overweight? Have you taken antibiotics at least once in the past year? Do you avoid exercise? Do you consume artificial sweeteners at least once a week? Found in diet soda, sugar-free gum, and other foods or products labeled sugar-free. Those aren't any good either. Are you on a low-fat diet? Have you been diagnosed with a sleep disorder? Or do you suffer from insomnia? Do you take proton pump inhibitors like Prozac, Nexium, any of those, once in a while for heartburn or acid reflux? Do you eat GMO foods such as organic, non-organic corn and soy? Do you feel like you can't handle stress well? Do you have a blood relative who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or coronary artery disease? Is your fasting blood sugar 100 milligrams DL or greater? Have you been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder? For example, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, inflammatory bowel disease, multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes, psoriasis, Graves' disease. Do you sometimes take laxatives? Do you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory? For example, ibuprofen, naproxen at least once a week. Do you have type 2 diabetes? Are you extra sensitive to chemicals often found in everyday products? Do you have food allergies or are you gluten sensitive? Do you eat bread, pasta, and cereal? And it says, don't be alarmed if you answer yes to most of these questions. The more yeses you have, the higher your risk for having dysfunctional physiology that might be impacting your health. But you are not doomed. The whole point of this book is to empower you to take charge of your health like never before. But you need to know what you're addressing and what you've been doing that might not be great for you. And this book will tell you that. And if you take this little quiz, then you can get a pretty good idea of where you are, and you can develop some targets, some levels that are appropriate for your individual needs. So, anyway.
Traditional doctors
don't test you on this. They don't ask you anything. They want to cut, burn, or poison you, period.
And I would like to add to this, Deanna, and I think everybody get your pencil and paper out, because I think this could be one of the most powerful, most compelling, and most healing books that you can get. And it has to do with emotions, and of course, Perlmutter talks about it also in his book. It's called The Emotion Code. The Emotion Code, How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness. My wife is a registered nurse. She's also a calling in the one coach, and she's a life coach. She shows women, and even men, she has men clients, how to release those, called a heart wall, what's blocking the heart from expressing itself and having a healthy existence and reciprocation with life itself and everybody around. And this emotion code, you could have had some kinds of traumas during your childhood that are still affecting you today.
Right.
And this emotion code book shows you how to dissipate those emotional moments that create what is called a heart wall. So I, again, get a pencil and paper and take this down. The book is The Emotion Code, How to Release Your Trapped Emotions for Abundant Health, Love, and Happiness by Dr. Bradley Nelson. I've read the book. And my wife's read it several times because she uses it in her practice. And I tell you what, it's extraordinary. A couple of times now, I have cried my eyes out because I didn't know that I had a heart wall that was blocking me in this arena. And so this book showed me how to move past it. And it literally, like a new flower, like an orchid facing the sun, you can bloom, you can blossom, and you can release all those trapped emotions that are causing you to eat too much or causing you to be a junk food junkie or causing you to eat nothing but pizzas and pepperoni, or you can't wait to get the next Big Mac, which is the worst thing you can do, or you can't wait to have that bottle of happiness called Coca-Cola, and that's how they pitch it at the movies. This book will show you how to literally release yourself from those traumas of your life, which all of us have. I mean, all of us have. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to release them? Well, The Emotion Code will show you how to do it, so I highly recommend that, along with Perlmutter's book that will give you this extraordinary journey on how to become a healthy, happy, and really a fulfilled human being.
Terrific. Terrific. Somebody also brought up EFT tapping, which is very helpful. It can really help you to get rid of the trauma that you've experienced as a child or as an adult. We've all experienced trauma in our lives. We've all experienced loss. And EFT is emotional freedom technique. And
well, it surely is. You know, and there's one other thing that I would encourage everybody to try, and I think you'll find it's also scientifically grounded. It's called grounding or earthing.
Oh, earthing,
and what that means is Yeah, you take off, you go for a walk, or you go outside your house, and you take your shoes off, you take your socks off, and you put your feet into the earth, or into the water of a lake or a river, or into a rock. And as a matter of fact, my wife and I, we ride our bicycles up to what we call Meditation Rock almost every day in the summer, and we take our shoes off, and it's a 100-ton rock, and we have about 20 miles looking out over Mount Evans, which is 14,000 feet, which I've climbed it, and we put our feet down, and for 20 minutes we sit and talk and let ourselves get reharmonized with Earth's vibrations, and our biorhythms get balanced. It's called grounding or earthing. You can look it up. Doing that will give you this grounding, if you will, and reharmonizing of your biorhythms so that you have you're now balanced with the earth, because most of us are with shoes all the time. We're on concrete and asphalt. We drive around in steel and concrete, or steel on pavement and glass surroundings, and we get so far away from nature. You want to embrace nature, and you want to be a part of nature, because nature is a part of you, and grounding and earthing will do that for you.
Actually, I have a link to the Earthing movie on the schedule page for today's program.
Beautiful.
So everyone can watch that. I'll post that in the chat room. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Frosty Wooldridge, And his website is frostywooldridge.com. And we've been talking about this terrific book, The Grain Brain Whole Life Plan, Boost Brain Performance, Lose Weight, and Achieve Optimal Health by Dr. David Perlmutter, MD. He's a neurologist, one of the leading neurologists in the country, and is the author of Grain Brain, which is also a terrific book. I can't.
Well, it certainly is, and I'm thankful to have these 2 hours with you, and I hope that everyone has learned something and or can grow and become. And you, if you want, my fun website is howtolivealifeofadventure.com. If you want to get a hold of me, just please contact me with the contact there. I answer all questions at all times. And, of course, you can go right to my Facebook page, which is How to Live a Life of Adventure also. And you can just click on the bottom of the website, and it'll take you right there. And that's where I show all of my stories. And my latest one was a Thanksgiving story on the tapestry that runs through, the thread of the tapestry that runs through our lives. And it was really well received across the internet as it published, on Thanksgiving. And my goal is that everybody lives a spectacular, happy, fulfilling life. And nutrition such as this book by Dr. Perlmutter is extraordinary. And the other books that I mentioned, and I wish everyone a healthy, happy, fulfilling life. And I think if you follow through on what you learned today, you're going to be on your way, and have all these things will be true for you too. And it's a pleasure, Deanna. I want to thank you for allowing me to come on the show today.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure to have you on. Your enthusiasm is catching, and I really appreciate all the things you've done. And keep doing them, and keep living the good life, and hopefully what the listeners have gained from our conversation today will allow them to make better choices in what they are eating and thinking. Remember, it's the gut and the brain together. You have to have a good attitude as well as putting good things in your body. And again, the websites are, and I just posted them in the chat room, frostywooldridge.com and How to Live a Life of Adventure. And certainly you and Sandy have done that, and it's wonderful that you can do this together, that you can take those walks together, and that you're a good match for each other, that you both enjoy doing the same things. You have a quality of life that is admirable, and you share it with the one that you love the most in the world. And what better thing can you do than to share a life together like what you have decided to do? That's
true. We are blessed. Yeah,
we're thankful. Really blessed. You are. And thank you so very much for being on the program today. And listeners, thanks for listening. And hopefully you can, whatever you've learned, if you've learned whatever you've learned today, I hopefully that it will make your life better. Take care, and I'm not going to be here next week. I'm doing an energy medicine class, the last one for my year. Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.